humans and extraterrestrials. Did you ever wonder what an extraterrestrial might look like? I am not only talking about their outside appearance, but also their inner workings. We might be able to expand our ideas about an extraterrestrial body by observing some of the species that not only lived on Earth in the past, but also ones who are with us now. Scientists know that the octopus has more than one brain. They have brains in their tentacles. They are like mini brains, however. Scientists have also said in the past that some of the largest dinosaurs had a brain in their tails besides the ones in their skulls. Could an extraterrestrial have more than one brain? Perhaps this is why there are so many stories about aliens being able to paralyze people when they abduct them. It may not be their brains are far more powerful than ours, it might be because they have several of them in their bodies. I am not talking about all aliens, of course, as there have to be many different traces of them out there and many different ones have been reported. Now that our scientists are growing mini brains, will one of them try and put one in a human? What would happen? Would the normal brain be able to take over the mini brain, or would there be some sort of conflict? I guess it doesn't matter, because at this stage no scientist would know how to hook it effectively into a living person. Looking at the future, will humans have more than 12 brains thanks to science? It might be. No one seems to be talking about this, even though growing brains is happening in some labs. What other attributes could they have? The truth is almost anything, but we think people and animals on Earth eventually developed the way they did because they needed to survive. If this is true, the environment of an alien planet might have had much to do with the way an alien developed. For example, if they constantly reached up high for some sort of alien fruits they loved, eventually their arms or tentacles might have gotten longer. On the other hand, maybe they got taller or developed a dislike for that fruit and even got shorter. Years ago, it was predicted eventually the human race would lose the use of their legs and become a whole lot less muscular. This was based on the idea we would spend a lot more time on computers, and a lot less on physical exercise. Look around you, you will notice how much time our children and friends are spending sitting in a chair and playing computer games. Of course, this includes game consoles, phones, and tablets. Years ago, all aliens in movies were horrible looking and had tentacles, huge eyes, and the look of a monster. They came here to do their dirty deeds and either kill all of us or make us slaves, and even though they were horrible looking and incredibly mean, they were way ahead of us in technology, but we somehow always managed to beat them at their game. These were only movies, of course. The truth is, with the vastness of space, we will probably meet many thousands or more of beings from different cultures, and it could be most won't look like us. What abilities might they have? I would have to guess they would range from primitive to so far advanced they would look like gods to us. Lucky for us, we have reached a point where we understand technology can make beings look like gods even though they are not. What we do know is beings which are able to reach the Earth from space have to be a lot more advanced than us. There are plenty of reports of UFOs and aliens to make us believe we are not alone and are being visited. It is getting harder for those who would deny UFOs and extraterrestrials exist, but they keep up the denials anyway. One thing I hope would happen is when we finally meet extraterrestrials, these same people don't try and turn us against them for any reason. The more horrible they look to us, the easier this might be to do. What possible reason could they have to do this? They might feel they want humans to feel superior, and in the fact of superior technology, this won't happen. There could also be political reasons and religious ones. Going back to how an alien might appear, their diet might have something to do with it. If they had food on their planet which was tough, they might have very strong, long, and sharp teeth. If the food was more on the mushy side, they might not have teeth at all. They might even have more than one head or no head. They could still have a face maybe in their chest or no face at all, just two or more eyes, one or more mouths, and some way to breathe. They might even be able to breathe through their skin and because of this come here naked. That might not mean anything to them. Socially, they might have more of a herd mentality or the opposite. They may be more of the loner type. Some may have social orders more like us, while others might have completely differently social orders. Even their governments, if they have them, might be completely different than ours. Some might be run by a democratic process, others more socialist, and others more tyrannical. There could even be many planets run by the same rulers. The idea of countries having separate leaders might seem simplistic to them. Will there be so many differences between them and us it will become impossible for us to get along with some of them? It is already being said there are some different races coming here, and the most unfriendly is the race of reptilians. It is also said they might have lived on Earth at one time. As many of us already know, it is said by some we don't even come from Earth. Could it be Earth was a planet examined for colonization and somehow humans landed up here? Many Native Americans believe they came from somewhere in the stars, and who knows, they might be right. Maybe some of these races have outlasted their suns and have been around a lot longer than we believe. If so, we would be just babies to them, and they might believe babies should not play with nuclear weapons.